Good morning and welcome. We're glad to have our guests with us today to celebrate in music today the glory of God's name and what we do. We welcome you to stop by the visitor booth on the way out, if you will, and if you'll fill out a Connect card, we'll be glad to share more about our activities and our schedule and what you might be part of here at Trinity. And I ask you, along with our members, to please sign the fellowship pad that you'll find in the pew. Do you see it there? If you'll sign that and pass it down the pew and back, that you might put a name with a face of those worshiping around you, and we welcome you in the name of Christ. I want to thank all of our musicians, our singers, our guests. You see a great number up here. Thank you for coming and sharing with us. Our normal choir guests, our singers, musicians, narrators, our guest musicians, we're glad to have you here as well. You help us further our mission, which is to love God and love neighbor, make disciples, and make a difference. And you also support one of our core values, which is to worship God, to praise God for who God is, and thank God for what God does. So thank you for sharing your gifts in worship today. Please note the announcements in the bulletin, upcoming activities, and I invite you all back for Christmas Eve Candlelight Communion service at 5:30 Christmas Eve. We're glad to have you here and hope you know the love of God and the love of this congregation here and in our community. So let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
We will lift up our voices and we will shout for joy. We will burst into songs of joy together, for the Lord will comfort his people. O Lord, you are our joy. The people walking in darkness will see a great light. O Lord, you are our joy. Our hearts long for the joy that your arrival will bring. O Lord, you are our joy. God's promises are true. We await the birth of Christ, the promised child, the Savior of the world. Joy is coming soon. O Lord, you are our joy.
Oh,
Now we light the candles of peace. Hope. And joy.
Printed in your bulletin. Let us pray. God of grace, your eternal word took flesh among us when Mary placed her life at the service of your will. Prepare our hearts for his coming again. Keep us steadfast in hope and faithful in service, that we may receive the coming of his kingdom for the sake of Jesus Christ, the ruler of all, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Jeff, peace be with you. We do. We do have lunch.
get unprepared there.
Our prayer of illumination today was written by St. Augustine of Hippo when he said, Lord Jesus, our Savior, let us come to you. Our hearts are cold. Lord, warm them with your selfless love. Our hearts are sinful. Cleanse them with your precious blood. Our hearts are weak. Strengthen them with your joyous spirit. And our hearts are empty. Fill them with your divine presence. Lord Jesus, our hearts are yours. Possess them always and only for yourself. Amen. Our unison reading today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 through 10, and this can be found on page 663 of the Old Testament in your Pew Bible. In this reading, the prophet Isaiah points to the promise of redemption, and he describes the desert, which is arid and desolate, as becoming green and vibrant with color, and filled with streams and pools of life-giving water. This is the wonderful promise of God's redemption. And Advent is not only about God's coming to us, which is likened to a rainfall in the desert, but it's also about our movement toward God. In verses 6 through 10, Isaiah will describe the return of the redeemed people to their ultimate home in Zion. And the path that they took was likened to a highway, and it was called the Holy Way. And it is this holy way which we seek and which will ultimately lead us home. So let us read aloud together. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We will worship God with our tithes and our offerings, and invite the children after that. After the prayer, they may then go to Children's Church. So let us worship God with his tithes and our offerings. Lord, receive these gifts and use them in service to your people, in the ministries and the outreaches they may support. Bless them and let us bring honor and glory to your name by our own service as well, as we give you our gifts and our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are so excited and ecstatic that you are here. My name is Clara Riggleman. I am the Music and Creative Arts Director here at Trinity Presbyterian Church. We have worked hard and we are so honored that you have joined us today. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is so fitting that on the third week of Advent, choir, you may be seated just for a moment. Give them a rest. Aren't they awesome people? Thank you so much. On the third day of Advent, we acknowledge joy. We've done hope, peace, and joy. Today is a celebration. It's going to be a joyful time of acknowledging and honoring Christ our King. So ladies and gentlemen, just open your hearts, lift your voice, your hands, your praise unto God as we celebrate what Christ has done for us in the greatest story ever. So ladies and gentlemen, Trinity's Creative Arts team and our guests from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra present to you a Celtic Christmas celebration, Have You Heard? But I wanted to stop just 1 second, because I think, did I say that right? Because what kind of title was Have You Heard? I mean, should I say it like, Have You Heard? Or should I say it like, Have You Heard? Or should I say it like, Have You Heard? Can you, you know, how, which way should I say it? Anyhow, I just wanted to get us excited that we are going to just have you heard. So ladies and gentlemen, we present to you a great program for you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it.
Remember Christ our Savior, born on Christmas. Christmas story began long before Jesus was born. The scriptures are filled with detailed predictions, voices from history declaring that a Savior was on the way. The prophet Isaiah wrote that God would bring comfort to all people, that a voice would be heard in the wilderness, a voice of one calling, "Prepare the way for the Lord." Around 2,000 years ago, events began to unfold, signaling the Messiah was on his way. An angel first appeared to a young girl named Mary and told her she was chosen to bring the promised Savior into the world. An angel also appeared to her betrothed husband, informing him of Mary's great destiny. Just before Mary was due to deliver her child, she and Joseph learned that they had to take a long journey required by the Roman tax census. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there were no rooms left, only a stable. It was that night, in that stable, the miracle birth took place.
Thank you.
Mary wrapped her firstborn son in cloths and placed him in the only cradle available. He came to earth from heaven, our God and Lord of all. His shelter was a stable, his cradle was a stall. For the poor and meek and lowly, he came to earth, our Savior holy.
a newborn king lay there in a manger, the world around him began to change. The Bible tells of a strange light in the heavens, of an angel appearing to the shepherds, leaving their sheep and hurrying away to see the child. On that holiest of nights, in the tiny town of Bethlehem, the course of history was forever altered.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they began spreading the word, and everyone was amazed by what they were saying. The shepherds returned to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, which was just as they had been told.
Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
What our good God for us has done in sending his Spirit. love this Christmas day in Bethlehem. Upon this morn there was a blessed Messiah born.
Bethlehem, shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angels he appeared, which were
Wow. Thank you for sharing your gift for God. So Merry Christmas to you as you go forward. And as you go forward, remember you go nowhere by accident. For where you're going, God is sending you. And Christ who indwells you has something he wants to do through you where you are. Believe this and go in the Spirit's love and grace, mercy and power. Amen.